We are unprofitable servants, for we have done only what we were obliged to do. And what exactly are we obliged to do? As disciples of the Lord Jesus, we're obliged to be people of faith. We must believe in God, we must believe in His divine will, and of course we must believe in His love for all of us. We must be a people of supernatural vision. That is, we don't just see the things of this world, the natural world, but look beyond this. To see a person, you see a soul. We look at the world, we see the God who made it. It's to go beyond these things. People who see not only what is, but also see what will be, and also what can be. This is what we call hope. To see the world as it is, but also that things could be better, and that we have a part in that. It's to look around and to see the world in its beauty, as well as the ugliness that we encounter. To see good, but also to see evil. To see grace, but also to recognize sin. We see what is. But we as a people of faith look beyond this to heaven. We look to Christ. We look to the heart of the Father, the love of God. This love of God for us, the love we have for Him, the strength of our faith, the confidence of hope, all these things spur us on to change the world's ugliness and turn that ugliness into beauty, to replace evil with good, to exchange sin for grace. This is what we as Christians do. We are the Lord's servants. This we are obliged to do. So in a word, we are a people of life, a people of life, people of natural life, but also of supernatural life. God Himself, of course, being the author of all life, natural and supernatural. He created all things that live, and we human beings are the masterpiece of His creation. You and I, made in His divine image. God has entrusted, then, the world. In fact, He entrusted the entire universe, everything that He created, to us. All this is ours, created by God, but given to you and me for what? Our benefit. We're here to use all of creation with care and to take care of it. Used but not abused. Not to be exploited, not to be depleted or destroyed for any momentary pleasure or destroyed out of greed. When we think about sins against the environment, of course we hear things like pollution, wanton destruction of the earth's natural resources, cruelty to animals, and so on. And these things are bad. But worse are the things that are done toward human beings. Human trafficking, child abuse, spousal abuse, prostitution, pornography, alcohol abuse, drug abuse, theft, murder, all these sins, all manner of sin against human life and human dignity, sins against persons' mental, moral, physical, spiritual good, careless destruction of the natural world, all these things spit in the face of God, who created all things and called His creation good. We are custodians. We are caretakers of the world that God has made. We care for the world, but we also care for one another as an act of gratitude to God and love for God. And since today is a Sunday that's set aside for the remembrance of the dignity of human life, when it comes to human life, you and I are to be particularly mindful of the most vulnerable, the weakest, and the most innocent who cannot defend themselves. With the prophet Habakkuk, we see violence done to unborn children by abortion. We see ruined lives and misery through sexual immorality. There is destruction and violence through anger, greed, and jealousy, hatred. There is strife and clamorous discord between political parties, factions in the church, national factions, international aggression. People making rash decisions and decisions based solely on earthly solutions. Why? Because our modern world has forgotten God. They say that man is the center of all things. Human beings are the measure of all things. Okay. But when the earth, when mankind and all things human alone, excluding God, become the main focus of all things, then eventually the focus turns to the individual, not mankind, but the self. Then you see every person in the world seeing himself or herself as the focal point for all things. Everything becomes about me, the individual. And we hear it all the time. It's about my life, my wants, my needs, my joy, everything to the exclusion of God and the exclusion of others. The individual before all else. Where else do you have this? The individual before all? In hell. In hell there is no love. In hell there is no care. In hell there is no cooperation. In hell there's no hope, no desire. There's nothing else but anger and hatred and fear and misery for eternity. Why? Because all love is turned in on the self to the exclusion of God or anyone else. And this, sadly, is where our world is headed, what it's turning into. Just as in hell, angels turn into demons, so in this world we see good people going bad. Angels turning into demons, humans becoming more like animals. Faith turns into falsehood, hope turns into despair, love turns into hate. And it's even gone so far that we decide in that human wisdom of ours that we can decide who is worthy to live and who is worthy, who needs to die. Who is allowed to live, who has life worthy of life. And of course, if you're old and sick or unborn and a burden, we simply get rid of you. This is where our world has gone. It's a mentality that goes only to the individual's burden and reducing that burden. We decide these things, who lives, who dies. We decide how we're going to reproduce even. My body, my choice. And when and how we can cease reproducing. We know those sins, abortions, sterilizations such as tubal ligations and vasectomies, the use of contraceptive birth control, the selling of human eggs and sperm, the selling of aborted children's body parts, surrogate pregnancies, in vitro fertilization, all these things up to euthanasia and assisted suicide, all manipulation of human life, sins against human life and dignity, done without care, love, or true compassion for their eternal good. All this demonstrates our human arrogance of trying to play God and trying to be God. We have hardened our hearts, worshiping ourselves and satisfying our base passions instead of kneeling before the God of life who made us and take care of life as he instructs us to. And that's the reality. We are his. We belong to him. We are his people, the flock he shepherds, the flock he guides. He did not give us a spirit of fear or a spirit of cowardice. Instead, he gave us a spirit of power, and that is the power of love. We need not be slaves to our passions. He gives us the strength of will and of self-control, that self-control to do his will instead of our own. So what if our world is hell-bent on violence and destruction? If our world is mired in ruin and misery, and continue sowing strife and discord, spewing hatred of God and hatred of the Church of Jesus Christ. We don't need to follow their lead. We cannot give in to their man-centered solutions, their man-centered ideas, or their human philosophies. All that we are, all that we believe, must be centered on Jesus Christ and the gospel of Christ proclaimed by his Church. It's a gospel of love, it's a gospel of life. It's a gospel of dignity and a gospel of purity. It is a gospel of sanctity. Therefore, as St. Paul told Timothy, take as your norm, take as your guide, the sound words of the gospel in the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus. Guard this trust that he's given you, this love for him, this devotion to him, this care for the creation, the care for one another, the sanctity of life. Taking care of one another as human beings, particularly doing all this with the Holy Spirit who dwells within each and every one of us.